Well, happy day.
Happy day.
It doesn't matter where we are.
Aren't they all?
Basically, when these podcasts start, you just got to put on the subtitles in the bottom, present time. Okay? It doesn't matter when you're listening to this. It matters that you're listening.
It is time for a present, because guess what?
We're back. Fucking episode of Man Feast Destiny Podcast, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
It's been too long.
Where are we today?
Well, that's a problem, because we can never pronounce the damn things right.
I'm going to call it
Panay Panay.
Pain. We're at 3rd and Union.
Major
at a gourmet sandwich shop,
gourmet
Cameron.
Yeah,
gourmet.
This is your call.
I'm treating you right.
Call.
Yeah, I've been to this place a couple of times when they first opened. And they're really tasty sandwiches. I don't come a lot.
Monday through, are they open all week? Or?
We'll find out in a minute.
Okay. Anything I should be looking for while I get in there?
I like the mid-tier sandwiches. They have like three tiers. You know what I mean? Three price tiers.
Kind of like a top shelf and whatever else.
Exactly. And within each of those, you can do full or a half submarine sandwich.
Submarine sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that word.
Down Periscope.
Okay. Up Periscope. Great movie. Kelsey Grammer. We're in Seattle. Full circle. Frasier. Well, hell. Any sandwich place that's next to a shoe repair and a hat store, I'm all about.
Yeah, they're bookended by two stores that can make you look like a classy-ass gentleman.
That's right.
And
that's
then you
right.
go eat a gourmet sandwich.
You know what's not classy? Talking about this restaurant in the alley.
Yeah.
I say we get the hell in there and
Let's
eat.
Let's do it. It's really appetizing smells out here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. There's a lot to do here.
They got breakfast, too. Sort of short and long.
Okay,
I can dig it. They got peanut butter and Nutella. That's dangerous. Alright, I think I already know what I want.
I heard salami. Had me in what?
Yeah, I got
the Italian meat.
Salami and provolone with like banana peppers and oil and vinegar. It's gonna be good. What'd you get?
I got turkey and bacon.
Yeah,
some Swiss
chips on the side.
Just a heads up. It looks like they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. They rock a breakfast menu.
Not open on the weekends, which I don't plan
they're,
on
they're
being
they're serving
here
the businessman, you know?
No.
If you're downtown during lunchtime though, it's not even busy.
It should be.
But
it should be?
Yeah.
They got a bunch of cookies and salads and soups, too.
Did you see the shirts?
No.
That have a painful day, but you pronounce it the way we do. Yeah, have a painful day.
So, I've also got some sweet peppers on here.
Ooh, nice.
This is, already I'm sensing like a fancy Jimmy John's.
Hey, gourmet, you know, that's their, like, right on there, it says pain, gourmet sandwiches.
Gourmet. I always thought it was gourmet.
Gourmet. I mean, they're going to use the fancy ingredient. What do you think of the place, though? What do you think of the inside?
Huh? It's nice. Very compact. Yep. The staff is on top of you.
Yeah,
they're crammed back there.
But there's like four people in there, you know, so the sandwiches are coming out. I don't want to use the term freaky fast. I believe that's been copyrighted.
Correct.
But, we didn't wait long for these sandwiches, did we?
No. And I'll be honest with you right now, this is the beauty of the podcast, Sean. Usually I wouldn't fuck with all these different vegetables. It's kind of weird. Kind of creeping me out. So the only old school thing I did was get some yellow mustard.
Okay.
So every bite's going to be an experience here.
I went with the oil and vinegar.
Warm biting, man.
Look at that roll, though.
It's really good bread.
That's where you make or break a sub, you know?
I don't think I need it for long.
No.
Sweet and spicy, though, on mine with these peppers. I like it.
Oh, man.
Right across from the beautiful
Benaroya
Symphony Hall. You got a nice little shot of the big wheel.
I could do with a bigger table out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that they have outdoor seating at all. Hey, this is just like the classic sandwich. You know what I mean?
It's really good.
It's exactly
like, dude, I can't tell you like how often it is I avoid tomatoes and peppers and this isn't something I usually do, Sean, but I like it. Okay, maybe I like being a new guy, you know?
I like that you're experimenting.
And I think everything just tastes a lot better when you're hungry.
I have a lot of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
let you try this delicious coleslaw, but I know your stance.
Did you see anything else in there that caught your eye?
Well, I saw that they're fucking, they have pesto, which I want to try.
Yep.
I was spoiled.
I think that's where you can really, like, change all the sandwiches, too. You know what I mean? Because you get to pick your sauce. So they have the chipotle sauce, they have a garlic mayo, or the garlic oil, vinaigrette, a pesto.
Yeah, I mean,
what did you get? Peppercorn mustard, right?
No, yellow, because I'm American.
Oh, okay. I always forget that.
I just think about 4th of July, Sean. The day I was bred for.
But, I mean, you could make each of those sandwiches into 7 different sandwiches. The options at this place are limited. I'm not going to say limitless. But they're more than most places.
A lot of them. High limit. Like a game of poker, you can eat. I do like the breakfast. I'm curious to see what they do for breakfast, though. That gourmet spin on things.
I never have tried a breakfast sandwich here. I bet it would be quite good.
I'm sensing a lot of hot peppers.
And you know, my bus does drop right there.
Oh, really?
Yep. I could do it one day. You know what? I should
Wait,
do it one day.
Wait, is the bus tunnel right here?
Well, the bus tunnel lets out on the other side. If I take the 66, it drops right there.
All right, I'm winding down on this sandwich. I'm actually having to pull some of this apart here because it's too much.
Yeah, the long is a long sandwich. I mean, you can do the short and a side. You got a side. You haven't even cracked those chips yet.
And I probably won't. Probably won't.
You can't keep me away from the slaw.
And yeah, this is somewhere I would like, if somebody's asking for a nice sandwich, you know they're tasteless. They're not as, they're too classy for a Jimmy John's or a Subway. This is a perfect place.
Yeah, I mean, even like Tats is doing great sandwiches, but they're more like a classic deli, you know what I mean? This is like a step above. And for not much more, though. I mean, this was like $11 with the coleslaw, but I also got a giant sandwich and coleslaw with a drink.
Well, let's be clear to the listeners. It's a water cup.
Yeah. No, that's bigger than most water cups.
You're right.
I drink a lot of free water.
Rocking a 12 instead of an 8 ounce. I get it, man. Right back to the alley here to
kind of stretch it out.
Fucking delicious, man. Really good. That, you know, here's the thing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I think one of the most important parts of any sandwich is the bread, and they do it right.
Yep.
And that's why Jimmy John's is so good.
Exactly.
I mean, you can throw shit on there as long as that bread's there.
But it's like a nice baguette, you know? Yeah. And then they got this quality ingredients.
Yeah, that's another huge thing. When you're throwing fresh spinach and peppers and stuff, like, that's a whole new experience on your lunch.
I'm glad they've stuck, though, because, I mean, a lot of these places kind of pop up and then pop away. But they've been, if not a year, a better part of a year here.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Well, good
on them.
Shit, man. I don't know. We don't have a rating system or anything, but I think this is good.
No.
You know what you need to do? Here's what you do. Plan a day in downtown Seattle. Get off the beaten tourist path for 5 minutes and fuck with this little sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a straight shot right down to the waterfront, you know?
Mm-hmm. On a day like today, it's hard to go wrong.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I'm happy you introduced me to this place, man.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're glad to have you. I'll be back.
I'm going to have to get a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you're right. Well, maybe you'll see us there. Maybe you won't.
Either way, give a stranger a nod, you know?